on a charge of murdering 25-year-old racing motorist David Blakely on Easter Sunday. It was her second appearance in court. He was found shot outside a public house in South Hill Park, Hampstead. Blakely, who lived at Penn, Buckinghamshire, was the son of millionaire Humphrey Cook and was a motor racing driver.
Dear Mrs. Cook, no doubt these last few days have been a shock to you. Please try to believe me when I say how deeply sorry I am to have caused you this unpleasantness. No doubt you will know all kinds of stories regarding David and I. Please do forgive him for deceiving you as regarding myself. David and I have spent many happy times together. Please excuse my writing, but the pen is shocking. I implore you to try to forgive David for living with me, but we were very much in love with one another. Unfortunately, David was not satisfied with one woman in his life. I have forgiven David. I only wish I could have found it in my heart to have forgiven him when he was alive. Once again, I say I am very sorry to have caused you this misery and heartache. I shall die loving your son, and you should feel content that his death has been repaid. Goodbye, Ruth Ellis.
Ruth Ellis, you are charged that on the 10th of April last you murdered David Moffat Drummond Blakely. Are you guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Members of the jury, the prisoner at the bar, Ruth Ellis, is charged with the murder of David Blakely on the 10th of April last. To this indictment she has pleaded not guilty, and it is your charge to say, having heard the evidence, whether she be guilty or not.
May it please your lordship. Members of the jury, in this case I appear for the Crown with my learned friends Mr. Griffith Jones and Miss Southworth. The accused woman is represented by my learned friends Mr. Melford Stevenson, Mr. Sebag Shaw and Mr. Peter Rawlinson. The charge against the accused woman is a murder. The willful murder of a young man called David Blakely, aged 23, who was a motor engineer and racing driver. She is a woman of 28, divorced from her husband. In a word, the story which you are going to hear is this, that in 1954 and 1955, she was having simultaneous love affairs with two men, one of whom was the deceased, and the other a man called Cusson, whom I shall call before you. It would seem that Blakely, the deceased man, was trying to break off the connection.
I swear by Almighty God that the evidence I shall give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Mrs. Joan Ada Georgina Darrell Winstanley, is that your name?
Yes.
At 44 Edgerton Gardens, Kensington, are you the housekeeper of that house, which consists of furnished service rooms?
I was. I have changed my situation since then.
But were you at the time of this event in April?
Yes.
On the 8th of February, did the woman whom you know to be Mrs. Ellis call at your house?
Yes.
Did she give her name as Mrs. Ellis?
Yes.
And reserve a room which she said was going to be occupied by her and her husband.
What date was that?
The 8th of February.
Yes, that's correct.
And I think she moved in the following day.
Yes.
Later, did you see a man at the flat who was referred to as Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
And did you in fact hear Mrs. Ellis address him as David?
Yes.
And did she tell you, for your information, that he was in the motor world?
Yes.
During the course of your duties, did you take tea to their room and find them occupying the same bed?
Yes.
Was there another man who came frequently to the house, whom you knew to be Mr. Cusson?
Yes.
Thank you.
No questions, my lord.
I'd now like to call Mr. Desmond Edward Cusson.
I swear by Almighty God that the evidence I shall give shall be the truth, the whole truth,